it's Neil Parks. Welcome to this episode of Paranormally Speaking. I have a lot to unfold and unravel today, and that will be dealing with 4D and 5D dimensional beings. Now, we live in a 3D world. Everything we see on paper will appear 2D. Things we see in reality are three-dimensional. Now, if we encounter a four-dimensional, a fifth-dimensional, or even exceeding up to a seventh-dimensional being or entity, they exist on an alternate plane, an alternate reality, a beyond-comprehension-type timeline, spirit world. The list goes on. But once we see them, they tend to move and behave in strange patterns that far exceeds our comprehension of known physics within a 3D world. A lot of your most recent UFO sightings, for example, have been strange craft that appear to change shape and square off, almost to pixelate and change shape, size, direction within a nanosecond. The alleged alien encounter at the Miami Mall that happened in January, the story about people who saw alleged giant aliens claimed that they moved in a phantom type format where they would appear and then evaporate and appear as if they were moving within a fast trajectory and then would show up in a different direction. And as they would move, they would disappear, but there'd be like a stream of energy behind them. Now, what if aliens are transdimensional entities? And that's an abstract thought. By transdimensional entities, what I meant to say, those beings rather than living beings that are existent on different dimensions, greater than the three known that we live within and the four theoretical that our normal space-time dimension takes up. We have enough evidence from the Lorentz generators of the string theory that the maximum space-time dimensions can take the value up to 10 times. If time is considered as a singular dimension, however, if certain theories like the M theory, where there exists the 11th dimensions of Shugra, or supersymmetric gravity, which is gravitation with gravitino, which on, well, an F-theory plane, the dimensional re-regulation has been taken up to 12 by splitting time into two dimensions with a higher degree of freedom. Now, it is very much possible and probable that if a higher dimension, that being 4D time, can take the form of 2D, where the local nature of 1D time would behave in a singular loop or various multiplicities as a non-local 2D element in our four dimensions. Also, if we are sustained to believe that time being a non-local element with the Einstein's principle of spontaneously happening past, present, and future, then we ought to believe that 1D local time itself acts as a 2D non-local time. Considering the dimensional range of spatial and temporal factor, 3 plus 1 can be said that there are higher, 6 additional spatial dimensions which are connected with the lower two, 3 and 1 co-dimensions in the form of various interdimensional tunnels and specifics, the initial and final positions from a lower dimension to a higher dimension without considering the respective size of the dimensions. And all of those space-time dimensions, say, for example, 6 plus 1, are there, then it's probable that there exists some particular creatures over those various dimensions. However, just as 4D consists of all the 3, 2, and 1Ds, similarly, the higher order 4D consists of everything within like a 10D would almost contain 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. One dimensions, therefore, it can be said that the 10D is very unstable and chaotic because of the intersections of various lower co-dimensions that exist in reality and within themselves. There must be some sort of an interdimensional membrane that protects one dimensions from the other. and those interdimensional tunnels that exists in between the connecting those dimensions must have an unstable mouth wandering unpredictably from one hypersurface to another, kind of like Stephen King's The Langoliers, where if anyone gets caught in any of those tunnels, mouths devoid of any singularities and horizons, then they ought to travel to other dimensions that will always be 4D as permitted by the laws of physics, standing in a 4D universe. I will be discussing this and various other topics in regards to parallel dimensions, space and time theory, quantum mechanics, the list goes on. Put on your thinking caps because this is a lot to unload this week. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
You've made iHeartRadio the fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio. Replay. That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio now on demand.
Now the fun part of understanding the differences, understanding 3D, 4D, and 5D spiritual dimensions. In the spiritual and metaphysical communities, the term 3D, 4D, and 5D often bound together about with no real understanding of what they mean. In fact, 4D is often overlooked. These terms refer to spiritual dimensions, not the dimensions you read about in physics and the scientific world, although there are similarities. You must traverse these dimensions before ascension into a more spiritual being and to be unified again with the source. I will be discussing 3, 4D, and 5D in more detail, hopefully helping you, the audience, understand the process a bit better. For starters, the movement from our 3D-oriented living to 4D and 5D dimensional awareness needs some explanation. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to talk about the difference between 3D dimensions and 4D and 5D dimensions. Awareness as it is, it pertains to our mind, body, feelings, and soul. It kind of changes how we think. In fact, the 3D world, which is the ego rules, it is competitive with winners and losers, and our worth is based on social and economic standing. There is a self-absorbed quality to it, tinged with fear and negative self-evaluation at its worst. There is a need for control, domination, and power, which permeate business relationships into interactions, social pleasantries, and appearances are important, safer than being honest and real. There is a continual process of self-scrutiny based on how you measure up. It's an uncomfortable place where one rarely feels they have actually made it. In the 4D dimension, thinking is radically altered to be big picture oriented. So you see yourself as part of a whole. You move from competition to collaboration, from power to control to cooperation and collective decision making. You focus on solutions rather than problems. There is understanding of others' needs and perceptions without taking sides. You change your perspective a bit, and there is less judgment, less fear, and a lack of concern about what others think. You think and plan with clear intention, making effortless decisions to change and keep things falling in their place. There's a sense of maturity to be able to think and handle things with ease. Now, how we feel and react in the 3D world, feelings and reactions are closely attached to our ego and ride a roller coaster ups and downs depending on how you think you're doing. Your sense of self is often insecure and externally dependent on others' perceptions and responses to you. Reactions can be extreme with behaviors that, well, match with your body full of stress, worry, and fear, symptoms, and depression. Anxiety can develop with a host of physical responses to match from HPB to chronic pain. The solutions are sought externally, too, with pills, medical procedures, or relief with alcohol, drugs, spending, and material things. You are often a mess internally, regardless of how well you are doing externally. Now, in a 4D dimension, the awareness of your interconnectedness to everything changes much of this. Your focus internally, understanding your feelings and health, taking personal responsibility for decisions, so you actually have what you want. There is more genuine joy, happiness, excitement, and enthusiasm. Trusting yourself to represent your best interests makes you real, relaxed, present, smiling, and laughing. You can see peaceful without stress and anger. Relationships are meaningful. Love is real. The practice of yoga and meditation brings peace, emotional and physical health, with health issues addressed by knowing that what you need internally, your mind and your body are working together to say, ah. Now, the soul expanding our spiritual awareness, soul and spirituality in the 3D world are often externalized to organized religion and are not considered and ignored. Religious focus on being loyal to a structure with rules and expectations that define proper spiritual beliefs, actions, and support. Some use fear to exert power, control, and compliance. There can be judgment between belief systems with the assumption that one is right and the others are all wrong. This creates hatred, conflict, and violence worldwide. In our country, we are witnessing the use of religion as a political weapon and tool to turn people against one another and increased divisiveness. Others do not consider spirituality or the soul as that important. Soul and spirituality in the 4D and 5D dimensions sends you on a personal discovery process, often supported by like-minded groups, practices, and some religions. You develop your own connection to God, spirit, or source through meditation, prayer, using intuition, and learning about your innate psychic abilities. You understand you're interconnected to everything, knowing you make a difference. The more you align with an entity greater than you, the more you understand your life purpose. You are able to create alignment between your mind, body, and soul. This internal and external congruency brings deep satisfaction and gratitude for life's abundance. As life orientates to 4D and 5D dimensional living, it's easy to leave the 3D world behind. Where do you see yourself in this process of moving from 3D to 4D and 5D dimensional living? Is your mind worried? Is your mind directed by ego? Or is it more relaxed with clear big picture intentions? Is your body stressed, unhealthy, on an emotional roller coaster, or more at ease, managing feelings and staying healthy? Is the concept of spiritual soul unimportant or embraced in a controlling religion? Or do you seek your own relationship with spirit and joy and soul? Notice your own change process as you take responsibility for creating a healthy mind, body, and spirit. It's all interconnectedness. You can have the same sense of belonging and a greater purpose and a close personal relationship with a deity. I myself choose Jesus Christ. Other people focus on Buddha as their spiritual compass. Others will focus on Hindu gods if they practice Hinduism. The list goes on. The creator is the creator itself, and everything else just seems to splinter off of that ideology. And if we can all just find a point and a plateau to operate from collectively as a race and realize that God has come to me through this method, and we're living peacefully and not harming ourselves or other people around us or creating heartache and conflict, then you are doing what the Creator wants you to do. And that is a higher purpose and understanding of the 4 and 5D dimensional plane, where more of your higher level entities operate from. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
T-Mobile believes customers deserve to get more without paying more. Everything from entertainment benefits like Netflix on Us to travel benefits to Scam Shield protection, all with taxes and fees included. So the price you see is the price you pay. When you're a T-Mobile customer, you get over $225 in value every month in benefits with our Max Family plan.
That's like paying for nosebleed seats, you're getting to sit in the front row.
That's right. At T-Mobile, your family gets over $225 worth of value and benefits with our Max Plan each and every month. Plus, with our price lock guarantee, we won't raise your rate plan price for talk, text, and data ever.
That's like paying for a cab and getting a stretch limo.
At T-Mobile, you get value beyond the expected.
Qualifying service required. Value based on included monthly benefits. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in Max's monthly price. Price lock guarantees rate price of talk, text, and data for new accounts with qualifying service. Exclusions apply. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now, on to more mind-bending possibilities. Are we in a simulation? Are we even real? Can we prove it from Descartes to Matrix? Doubting the perception of reality has been an intriguing topic of conversation for centuries. With a tremendous increase in the development of tech, we explore the blurry lines of having our minds tricked into believing that a certain reality is actually a digital creation. What is the simulation theory? Simulation theory is the concept that we are all virtual beings living in a computer simulation. So it's no surprise that the subject is bubbling to the surface again, taking into consideration the radical development and speed of the transformation of technology. But where did this hypothesis originate? For this, we have to go way back in time, as far as ancient China. In fact, where we are introduced to an ancient Chinese text, Zhuangzi, written by Deist philosopher Zhuang Zhui. The story goes that Zhuang Zhui had a dream that he was a butterfly with no recollection of his human form. He'd explore the world with his erratic fluttering pattern unique to butterflies, swimming through the air without a care in the world, until suddenly Zhao awakens. He feels for his legs and pinches his skin just hard enough for it to not be too painful. It was all a dream. Zhuang is human after all, or is he? Could it be the reverse, that he is a butterfly dreaming that he's a human? The writing is on the wall, literally. He wrote about his belief that this was a transformation of consciousness and awareness. One lay in reality, the other is an illusion. Here lay the divergence of mental states. From this, a philosophical dilemma was born. Other theories, of course, followed. Socrates and Plato both queried the role our senses act as a catalyst for pure perceptions of reality. Fast forward to more modern times. The Swedish-born philosopher Nick Bostrom has made several proposals based primarily around a post-human civilization. In his published paper, Are You Living in a Computer Simulation?, he puts forward the question, if there were a substantial chance that our civilization will ever get to the post-human stage and run many ancestor simulations, then how come you are not living in such a simulation? Principal researcher Rebecca Sidering-Angenstrom, Consumer and Industry Lab, touches on a similar tone. One of the perks with the simulations is that you can play out a test, different scenarios, which we already do today, she continues. Creating simulations of the historical Earth would generate a lot of interesting insights. For instance, what would have happened if humanity invented a technology or made a scientific breakthrough early or later than expected, like the vaccine? What would have happened if we solved or didn't solve the climate crisis in time? How would different decisions of within our history yield different futures for humanity? What would life on Earth be like if humans could breathe underwater or read minds? If we can make life like and real simulations in the future, imagine what we can explore, provided it's ethically and morally accepted. Connected intelligent machines. 10 different roles that consumers expect connected intelligent machines to take in everyday life during the coming decade. Technology's changing fast. It's always been on the move, but more now than ever, it's self-replicating, it's aware, it's artificial, it's developing a consciousness, a need, a want, a desire, sometimes feeling empathy. How close are we to making the physical world fully programmable? The internet of senses is one of the three drivers we've established at Ericsson that are most significant to the evolution of the network platform and are all related to bridging the gap between physical reality and the digital realm. The development of cyber-physical systems takes us even closer to producing a believable digital reality. And then there's the digital twin connectivity, whereas simulations can help us to measure and analyze our way through proposed changes in a virtual environment. A digital twin can recreate digital representations using real-time data, as well as help us understand alternative scenarios. As a virtual representation of physical object or system, a digital twin acts as a mirror to provide a means to simulate, predict, forecast behavior, and possibly control the object where applicable. It can be viewed through a digital interface such as virtual reality glasses. The Ericsson Operations AI framework was used as a reference to the design of the digital twins, and it has been a critical solution in some of our most large-scale operations, he stated. Hiccups in the Space-Time Continuum reminds me a lot pertaining to a book that I wrote back in 2016, was published the same year, Alternate Universes, Time Travel and the Unexplained. The book was still currently, because it exists, a brief yet descriptive collection of unsolved cases involving missing time, hiccups in the space-time parallel dimensional continuum, and eyewitness accounts with documents and records to confirm the validity of this anomaly. I did a lot of research and contacting people involved in these claims, these stories, these tales, these encounters, whatever you prefer to call them, and came to a lot of interesting crossroads because, I mean, it's inconclusive, of course, and these are all things that have happened that there's no modern scientific way of validating it. It's all a matter of interpretation, all a matter of presenting the collected evidence and allowing the reader to decide for themselves what it could be or how it pertains to that person's life or the altered life, that is. A listener of mine who listens to my podcast regularly sent me a few images. One was of regular, like, fall season of this tree line near their home. And in the tree line, there is nothing, just a clearing. You see the property next to him. All the leaves are gone because it is fall at this point. See the dead leaves on the ground. And it's a clearing. There's a bunch of trees together. It's not so thick that you can't see through the other side of the tree line to the neighbor's home. And it is out in the country, not in the city limits. This is a rural area where this photo was taken. And the next image that he sent me was from that next winter, where he photographed the same spot, snow covered at this point, and there is an old barn in the middle of that tree line, sitting between where it starts and where it ends, and there's a clearing, and you see the neighbors on the other side, just as before, where it was the picture of the season of fall, and there was a visible clearing, nothing obstructing the plain sight of view. But now it's winter, snow covered, and he took a picture. Between this tree line, there sits an old, dilapidated barn that looks as if it's been there for a couple of hundred years. And when he took the picture, he thought to himself, that barn's never been there before, yet it looks like it's been there forever. And he started to walk towards the tree line to get a better look at this barn and was overcome by a feeling of dread. Absolute fear consumed him. He wasn't sure what he was looking at, and there had always been tales of strange things being seen in this patch of woods by people who lived there before, and people who currently live on the other side of that tree line have told him stories about strange things they've seen, lights in the forest itself, in the woods, sounds of someone crying or many people crying. And there was a family plot that was there, a cemetery, that they had moved, believed to be all of the graves and the tombstones, but the headstones are gone now. But who knows if they actually got every single grave that was there at that point in time that the people were talking to him about. Do parallel universes really exist? While still a theory, it has found backing from renowned physicist the late Stephen Hawking. So, if for a minute we assume they do exist, then the argument of alternate realities existing does follow. In fact, the two terms are often used interchangeably. Now, this alternate reality may have a different version of you. The other you may look the same, but can have a different set of aspirations. I mean, the possibilities are endless. The following glitch in the Matrix stories I'm going to share with you from listeners and from viewers of my YouTube channel are listeners who claim to have experienced this give few possible clues. A glitch in the Matrix being the mold that holds the universe or the multiverse together, can occur, one can assume, when two parallel universes overlap for a brief moment, which I've referred to this as the waffle theory. In time, and a person from one reality is able to cross over to another completely different reality. When this happens, it seems to vary. Could be when you're falling asleep, driving your car, or just going about your day. Its occurrence, it seems, cannot be controlled, timed, or decided. It happens when it has to. And maybe once that's done, you come back to your original reality, the same way you went into the alternate reality. None of this has been proven yet, but once you hear these stories, you'll be left scratching your head. Now, the first one I'll share with you, this person said it was about a vanishing road. And I'll be relaying it to you in the way they wrote it to me. About 4 years ago, I lived in this fairly small fly speck of a town. At the time, I had lived there for about 12 years, so I knew my way around. Our house was about a mile and a half away from the nearest neighborhood. Our mom intentionally picked that house due to the lack of neighbors. It was tucked away on a back road with the woods surrounding it. Every now and again, I like to take walks with my little brother, who at the time was about 13. We decided to do just that. We headed up the road and decided to try to find a new path or a new clearing that we had not yet discovered. When we noticed something a little shocking, just off the road that led almost directly to the neighborhood, there was a brand new paved road. Every road in that part of town was a gravel road, so seeing an out-of-place paved road was pretty unusual. We stared at it for a while and came to the conclusion that it must have been made within the last few days due to the modern but slow growth of the town. However, we had no explanation for how they did it so fast and so quietly. We decided to explore it a bit. I remember as soon as we set foot on the road, the air became notably colder, by at least 5 degrees colder. The road itself was a black pavement, but no dividing lines. It was surrounded by some thick red trees that resembled redwoods, but they were too short and non-native to our state, which was southern Arkansas. We walked on the road for about 3 miles until we decided to head back due to it getting dark. When we got off the road, we felt the temperature go back up. My brother and I agreed to explore it the next day. At roughly noon the following day, we set back out to explore this path, only to discover the entire road was now missing. When I say missing, I mean the trees that were cleared to make it had apparently grown back, with no sign of the redwood-like trees. We even began to explore the woods once more, but only to find no sign that it ever existed. When we asked our parents about it, they said they knew nothing about any new road work being done near us. This next one is called The Doppelganger. This person says, I used to work at a dog rescue in the Midwest. Before moving home to the East Coast, it was a small rescue, about 10 employees max, and we were all tight-knit. Nobody there resembled me. I am exceptionally short and have different hair than anyone else there, so it wasn't easy to mistake someone else for me or vice versa. This place was also haunted. We all heard a female voice yelling at us or singing near us when we were completely alone. Almost everyone saw apparitions or reflections when nobody was there. So this place was already full of some weird energy to begin with. Then it got weirder. During my last couple of months, coworkers started sending me odd texts. They would text me on my days off, asking why I was there and where I had just disappeared to. I would always reply that I wasn't there. While I was there, occasionally someone would jump at the sight of me and say something like, "What the hell? You were just outside. I saw you through the window." Or, "I just saw you in the storage room. How did you get here so fast?" They couldn't understand how I'd gotten from point A to point B impossibly fast. Every time, I would be baffled and explain that I wasn't where they thought I was before. A good example that I remember, well, was this one. I was in the backyard, the only door in front, and from there goes through the main adoption room, then exits on the other end about 50 feet away into a hallway containing a kitchen and some private meeting rooms. I walked in from the outside and saw my coworker coming into the room from the hallway. She looked at me and gasped, then opened the door behind her to the hallway. She explained that she had just seen me in the kitchen doing dishes, but then she opened the door, which lay about 6 feet beyond the kitchen door. There I was coming from outside. It was actually impossible. This is where we started to understand that something very strange was going on. We all sat around and talked about it, and it turned out almost everyone was seeing a phantom version of me. Every time they saw it, it was turned around and didn't interact with them. It would go into some strange places too. For example, someone watched me go into the closet holding the water tank and followed me, asking some questions about work matters. As soon as they turned into the closet, I was gone. I hadn't walked into that closet at all around that time, let alone on that day. My best guess is that I was in the middle of making a major life decision about either staying in this city at this job and taking a promotion or coming back home to the East Coast. The decision was extremely stressful for me to make, as I really loved that job. I'm surmising that my energy literally just split somehow, and that a version of me was hanging around there while I endured so much angst over staying or leaving. If I want to get super weird about it, I could say that maybe in another reality, I decided to stay there, and maybe those two timelines were intersecting and glitching onto one another. They continued to see me after I moved home, thousands of miles away. Please hold for a word from our sponsor.
Fantastic. Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, Ancient Mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
Hey, thanks for coming back. And that's it for this week. This week's episode of Paranormally Speaking. I'm your host, Neil Parks. Join me next week for more strange, unusual, and unheard of information, current events, and news that you never even thought was possible. That's next week on Paranormally Speaking. And enjoy the rest of this week and your weekend that will be coming up in 4 days. So we only have 4 more Mondays to get through, if you know what I mean. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I hope you have a great evening. Until then, signing off.
And few